nature and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We got a guest for you that I think you're going to enjoy, and then we'll get back to phone calls when you hear somebody hang up. You can jump on here at 866-444-3478. In a few weeks, May the 6th through the 7th, I'm going to be at a Mother Earth News Fair in Asheville, North Carolina. And one of the other experts that's going to be there is Trad Cotter. And Trad is with us this morning. Good morning, Trad.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing well. He is a mushroom expert. We call mushroom experts mycologists. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, okay. The study of fungi, yeah.
How'd you get into mushrooms?
Boy, I tell you, I actually got hired taking a tour at a mushroom farm outside of Charleston, South Carolina, back in 1995.
Okay.
And it was just fascinating. Ever since, I've just been infected with the attraction of mushrooms in the woods and growing them, collecting them for eating. It's a fascinating kingdom.
It really is. I get a lot of questions about them too. I guess because we talk about the organic program and we talk about microorganisms a lot, you know, mycorrhizal fungi and various things, and people call me with various mushrooms. I guess the most common when people send me picture and say, what is this and how do I get rid of it, is fairy rings in the front yard. Mm-hmm. But more and more people are sending me pictures of fruiting bodies of various kinds of mushrooms. Your talk at the Mother Earth News Fairs, what do you concentrate on? I know this is there's a whole lot of different subjects here.
Well, we actually lecture about three times, so we'll cover cultivation in one talk, we'll cover medicinal mushrooms in another, and even I think we may have even added the third one, maybe recycling and like remediation, how mushrooms clean and take toxic waste and, you know,
right,
bales of hay that have been hit with herbicide, and basically, you know, how you can detoxify that material before putting in your garden. So there's just so many wonderful things that mushrooms do, from food to protecting our plants.
Well, I think it was you. There's some other people at these wonderful events that Mother Earth News throws that deal with mushrooms, which I'm glad about. But one of the companies, it may have been you, had a bunch of examples of different mushrooms, actually, that had been harvested and brought in. Is that one of the things that you do?
We do. I generally, out of the booth, I'll bring them to one of the talks, which is the medicinal talk. I'll talk about some wild collecting mushrooms. I also teach the certification course for three states now. So mushrooms that are sold to restaurants, you have to be certified to do that. It's just food safety.
Oh, okay.
And so I do teach ID. But I would encourage anyone who's coming to the fair, if you find something in your yard, bring it in. We can try to put an ID on it. It might have some value, too.
That's great. That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Yep. One thing we sent you, and I'm sure you're busy and you may not have seen it yet, we had somebody send us a mushroom for ID, and it looks like a white tulip blossom. Did you see that?
I did. I tried to ID it. It could be one of many things.
Okay.
It could have been it looks more like a puffball of some sort, and I did send it away to some other ID experts and the editor of Fungi Magazine, and they were kind of scratching their heads because it was not fully developed yet. So it's kind of hard to ID.
Well, yeah. Maybe that listener will be listening and will send us additional photographs of it too.
Mm-hmm.
I did put it on Facebook this morning, on my Howard Garrett Facebook. And so everybody can take a look at it. And whenever we get it ID'd for sure, we'll put that information on there. Is there some easy way for people to know just in general that these are dangerous and non-edible and you shouldn't even think about having them around your pets and yourself, and this group is are the edible ones? Is there a clear line there or not?
No, it's a combination of three features. So one would be the spore print color. You know, you put it on paper and get a spore print color, and that takes time. So there's no immediate way to know other than just out of sheer caution.
Right.
Now, dogs are the number one consumer of poisonous mushrooms in North America.
Is that right?
So it's a good idea to at least learn what a destroying angel looks like. And those are mycorrhizal, big white mushrooms with big white bulbous cups, and those come out starting in late May, June, and they go all the way to September, October. And those seem to be the most consumed deadly mushroom. And the green spore parasol is the most poisonous, common poisonous mushroom that grows in lawns. But generally, most dogs survive that, you know, but the destroying angel stays down and can be very toxic to the dog's liver. So, yeah.
Well, that's a good tip. Is that information on a website somewhere?
Not generally. You could look at NAMA, N-A-M-A. NAMYCO, North American Mycological Association .org. NAMYCO.
NAMYCO. Okay.
And then one of the top bars has poisoning or toxicology, and you can click on there and you can learn a lot about poisonous mushrooms and some cases. And but generally, pets, dogs are number one, horses are number two. Very few human cases, and I think that's great because there's a lot of clubs around. And if you go to that NAMA site, too, you can click on affiliated clubs, and you can attend a meeting near you. You can find a city that where people gather, and that's definitely a good idea if you're consuming, because that you get years and years of compounded experience, and you get mushrooms ID'd, and you get to go on walks, too, which is fun. You get to walk through the woods and collect and get some exercise, learn about ecology.
Well, that's a good tip. Let's do the entire name for this NAMCO thing again for everybody. I'd like to write it down myself.
Sure. It's a North American Mycological Association. The website's NAMCO, NAMYCO .org.
All right. Well, that's a good tip. You said something that surprised me a little bit. Mycorrhizal fungus, fruiting body. Can be very poisonous and dangerous.
Well, yeah, there's the destroying angel is the deadliest mushroom in North America with the death cap. They're both mycorrhizal mushrooms. They're easy to ID, but there's also some wonderful edibles like chanterelles and porcini and truffles. Morels are in part have some symbiotic relationship with the roots of trees. So just because they're mycorrhizal, it doesn't mean they're edible or not. But it is one of the features.
That's very interesting. We talk about it all the time. I had assumed that most of them are not necessarily edible, but weren't dangerous. But that's a good point that any of them can have good guys and bad guys, huh? Mm-hmm. What about the tree ears, the fruiting bodies that we see coming out from rot in woody plants?
Mm-hmm. From fallen branches and logs, wood ears. Is that what you're looking at, like these little jelly?
Yeah, sometimes it'll be even in a living tree. It'll be coming out where lightning has blown out. We have a champion pecan tree, for example, over in Fort Worth. And when we started consulting with the owners of the tree years ago, it had real big fruiting bodies coming out right at the ground level. And we dug down, found that lightning apparently had blown out at the bottom and rot had started at the base of of the plant.
Yeah, most of all, jelly fungi are easy to ID, and they're edible. They don't have much flavor, but they do have some blood-thinning properties, which you could consider medicinal to a point. There is a possibility of eating too many because it has an anticoagulative effect. You know, the blood platelets don't quite stick together. Yeah.
Well, everybody can find out more about this wonderful subject. I think it's fascinating, and I'm learning a bunch of stuff just from our conversation here. I look forward to seeing you in person at the event, Trad.
Yeah, please come out. Go to one of the – we have a booth there, and there's a lot to learn. There's a lot of good content on mushrooms, so I encourage you to come out.
And this is the event that we'll both be at in Asheville, North Carolina, May the 6th and 7th. There are others around the country after this one, but this is the next one that's coming up that I'll be at. So look forward to seeing you there. Do you have a website?
Oh, we do. It's mushroommountain.com, all spelled out.
Okay,
mushroommountain.com. There's videos and a lot of content on there, so you can jump on there and watch some videos.
All right, Trad, thank you very much, and we'll see you at the event.
Great. See you then.
Bye-bye. Okay, thanks. All right, good stuff. Huge amount of subject matter there that I could tell from just the few things that we talked about. I had no idea mycorrhizal fungus fruiting bodies were could be in the really seriously poisonous category. Well, we'll take a break and then get back to your phone lines. We've got a full board of callers, but when you hear somebody hang up, you can call me at 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com, and we'll keep putting more information about mushrooms and related things on the site as well. I'll be back right after this. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. The bright green box features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside. No other probiotics today has Dr. O'Hara's world-famous quality for restorative digestive well-being. Enjoy the same trusted probiotic formula that I take every day and consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere, also on Amazon.com.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Just a little bit more information about that Mother Earth News Fair that's coming up, the next one. As I said, it is in North Carolina. And you can get discounts on tickets if you, go ahead and sign up. So any of you in that area are interested in going to that area, you can give them a buzz. Their telephone number is 800-234-3368. Mother, you can also go to their website, MotherEarthNews.com, either way, but the number is 800-234-3368, and I hope to see you there. I really enjoy being at their events. I'm doing two talks, and one of them is different this time. Obviously, I'm going to talk about the basic organic program as being part of any talk that I do, but rather than concentrating on it being the main subject, what we have found is that people are really enjoying the talk that I do on pest control. I talk a lot about beneficial and insects and pests and the differences and the ones that are similar and how to tell the difference and how to work with them and all that kind of thing. And we decided to do the second talk more specific like that as well, and it's coming on trees, selection, planting, management, and ending with the fabulous trees of the world. And I'm covering the largest and the oldest trees, the most unusual. I'm covering my big ginkgo and some other ginkgos as well. And that will close with that information on the second talk. So I look forward to seeing you there. And all the we're doing all the rest of their events, and they're listed for you on our website. If you go to Howard Garrett Appearances, there on the homepage, it'll tell you where the others are and when they are and all that kind of thing. So look forward to seeing you. Back to the phones. It's Frank's turn. Sorry you had to hold so long, Frank. What's up?
Howdy, Howard. I have a 17-acre coastal Bermuda pasture that I cut and bale and sell the hay.
Okay.
The problem that I'm encountering is I'm getting big clumps of Johnson grass throughout the pasture, and I have a 50-gallon portable spray unit that I want to go around and spray an organic mixture to get rid of that Johnson grass. Can you give me the recipe that I can use to add to my spray?
Well, there's a couple of ways to go here, Frank. One thing you can do is overgraze it or over mow it. If you don't already know this, if you keep it cut really low and don't let it grow up and mature again, it'll die out. It'll start dying out. Now, you can combine that with an organic spray of one of the vinegar recipes or one of the fatty acid recipes, or you can burn it off with, you know, one of the flame. If it's just in spots, you can use one of the handheld propane flamers and keep it burned off at ground level, and it'll die out. The vinegar recipe that I personally use is 10, and it's on the website. It's 10% vinegar, no water, just 10% vinegar, with 1 to 2 ounces of orange oil added per gallon. And in your case, in a commercial case like that, it'd probably just do 1 ounce. What the orange oil does, it's a solvent, and it helps to damage the leaf surface so the vinegar can do the killing better. That's how that mm-hmm. works. Now, there's a commercial vinegar that's actually labeled for that use that's a 20% vinegar. And it's a little stronger than I normally recommend, but since it's labeled so well, it's really a good way to go for people that are in the business and need to, you know, cross all the T's and dot all the I's regulation-wise and all that. So you can go either way. There's also the fatty acid products. And in that category, you've got brand names like Scythe and BioSafe. Really, BioSafe is a wonderful product, and it is just basically a fancy soap that you spray with the recommended mixing rates and everything on the label, and it does a good job of killing out things up to and including the Johnson grass. But if you keep it cut back as well as doing the organic spray, you're going to get where you want to be a lot quicker.
Okay, I certainly appreciate the information.
All righty, good luck with that.
You bet, bye.
Let's go next to Dennis in Rome, Georgia. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I need to know if it's a good time to start your irrigation system on sod.
Well, there's not a definite answer to that, Dennis. Don't be frustrated about it, but I don't ever put my sprinkler system on automatic. And the reason that I don't, and I don't recommend anybody else do it either, unless you're going to be out of town and you just have absolutely nobody to help you. What I recommend is leaving it set in the manual position so that the only way it runs is when you push a button. Because, you know, you can't come up with a schedule that's going to figure out the rainfall and the soil moisture and all that. There are some fancy commercial devices that supposedly do that, but I've never seen any of them work that well, especially for a home garden. So really it's best just for you to turn it on when the plants need to be watered. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because we've got to take a break here. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Howard back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's see where we're going here. Dave in Paris, Texas. Hey, Dave.
Oh, hi, Howard. Great show. And I've been eating, well, I have eaten some of the mushrooms that grow around here.
Okay. Be careful.
Well, I'm still alive. I'm still kicking. But I wanted to, I promised to get back to you with a report on my research with the flame thrower.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have found that quite effective. Good. And one of the things that I wanted it to do as I killed the little weeds as they came up this spring was to also heat the soil enough to kill any weed seeds that, you know, lay on the surface there.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that to be very effective.
Well, good.
Wherever I used that torch, I not only killed the weeds, that were, except for the nut grass. It doesn't have any effect on that whatsoever.
Yep. Those nuts are tough, and they're down in the soil.
Oh, yeah, like 3, 4, 5 inches. But anyway, so in those areas where I used it, the weeds have not returned because I believe that actually killed the seeds of the ones that were getting ready.
I think you're probably right. I think that's probably a good technique. You may damage some beneficial microbes, but
yeah.
There wouldn't be that many right on the surface anyway. So I kind of like that idea.
Yeah. Anyway, so I wanted to report on that. And that was all I had. It's a beautiful time to be out there in the garden.
Oh, yeah. The last few days and today is another one. Looks good. Looks overcast, but still a nice mild day.
Yeah.
Well, good. Thanks for the report.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you later. Let's go to Brian in Roanoke, Texas. Hey, Brian.
Morning, Howard. Happy Easter to you.
Well, same to you, sir.
I wanted to see if you have any recommendations or if you partner with anybody that sells chickens. When I go online or I go to the store, they usually have minimum purchases of 6, 8. One site even had a minimum of 50. And my backyard, I can support about 3. So I don't know if you know.
I don't do that myself, and I really don't know. We haven't done chickens at our home, and I'd love to be honest with you, but we have so many raptors, and in fact, our next newsletter is going to be about owls, and we've got the dogs always, and I don't have a good place to build a total enclosure, so I haven't done it. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, one place, it'd be a little bit of a drive for you, but I think you'd enjoy going to Rooster Hardware, which is in Dallas. They really deal with chickens, and they've got some contacts, some people that they deal with that are really great experts in that subject and know all the different, varieties of chickens and which ones do the best job at different kinds of things. So I'd check with them. There's probably some feed stores and farm stores closer to you, but I'd start.
Yeah, they have those minimum purchases, but I was like, but all right. And then just a little bit of a success story. I was putting in a deck yesterday, and it was fun. Whenever I had to dig a hole, about every third shovel, I would just pick up. There'd just be an earthworm or two, and
it's good.
They sure weren't there a couple of years ago when I got started. So
that's good.
Definitely appreciate all the tips you provide. Enjoy the show.
Well, that's great. Well, take some time someday and drive over to Dallas and check out Rooster Hardware, and I think they can give you some more tips about places maybe even closer to you.
Outstanding. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. Let's go to, and the number, by the way, is 866-444-3478. Let's go to Southern Panhandle. Is that what that says? D?
Yes, the Southern Texas Panhandle.
All righty, what's up?
I live in an agricultural area where we grow a lot of corn and cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, the whole month of May, I am just invaded by big brown moths. And they're outside and they come in. I have to turn, at night, I have to turn all the lights out and TVs and everything, just be in the dark. The whole month of May, after it gets dark at night, are they in the house? They can get in. They can come in the tiniest cracks. And I have high-quality Anderson windows and casement windows that lock down tight.
And they still get in, huh?
And they get in.
How big are they?
And
like three,
I don't know where it is.
These are like 3 inches across?
No. Oh, I don't know. No, their wingspan isn't when they're all fanned out. They can narrow their body down to less than a fourth of an inch.
Okay.
And when they tuck their wings, fold their wings in, and but when they're flying, they're probably inch and a half wide, and the length of the body is about an inch.
Okay. They are very easy to control, believe it or not. Have they showed up this year yet?
No. I tell you, when we first started having them, this has been going on for a long time. It's when they did that boll weevil eradication deal.
Yeah.
And whatever was their predator, they killed it off.
Oh, yeah.
Spraying all that malathion for however many years that thing went on.
That's one of the big problems about spraying that. Crazy stuff.
I knew what happened when they started coming in here.
Well, what you want to do, and you can contact one of the commercial insectaries to do this. You need to buy Trichogramma wasps, and they're not that expensive. It depends on how many acres you're trying to cover. You can just do the area right around the house, and it doesn't take very many of them. They come on little cards or little tabs. And you put those out, you simply use a pin and pin them to trees or fence posts or to the side of the house or whatever. If you've got fire ants, you need to control them first. Put out dry molasses all over.
No, we don't have fire ants here in the Panhandle.
Okay, good. Just put them out. They will control the mall is probably completely for you. If you still have some that develop into adults and are a problem, you can spray with the product called spinosad. That's the active ingredient in the product, and it'll kill them dead on contact. It's very effective. It'll also kill beneficials and butterflies and things like that. So don't spray it unless you absolutely have to. But if you have to kill them, that will kill them.
Well, that's good news.
Okay.
How many batches will I need to last that month?
Well, you can just talk to the company. You can talk to somebody like Cunafin. They're down on the Texas-Mexico border, and they deal with commercial applications. And you can tell them how large your place is, and they can recommend how many you need to buy. And
well,
they
you know, I'm off out here in the middle of a bunch of farmland, so you could say my place is 100 acres, you know.
Well, just tell them what the area is around the house, and they can give you the recommendations on what to buy. I would sure give it a try because they're not that expensive for what they do.
How far in advance do I – how long do those trichogramma wasps live if I put them out?
Well, they're native. They're native here. They'll live if you're not spraying toxic chemicals or if somebody else isn't spraying toxic chemicals,
well,
they'll live for a long time. But when we – when we release them, we're releasing a super population of them. The population mm-hmm. will come down a lot, but they'll still be around. But if you put out an application every year of, you know, probably a little less than the first one you do, that's the best way to do because they control other caterpillar pests as well as the moths.
Oh, okay, good.
Give it a shot. Let me know how it works for you.
I've always wondered why I never hear you mention when we're talking about windbreaks. I've heard you mention Leyland cypress and some other junipers, but I never heard you mention the Kittleri junipers.
Well, I like all the junipers. I don't like Leyland cypress. I think it's an interesting.
I don't either, and that's why I was kind of shocked that I never heard you mention the Kittleris because they're a real good windbreak here in the Panhandle.
Are they available to buy out there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, all the good big nurseries used to ship them in. Of course, the big box stores have put a lot of them out of business, but even the big box stores are starting to get some too, you know.
No, I got no problem with that idea at all. That's great.
Anyway, I just wanted to call that to your attention. They're great windbreak trees.
Okay, thanks, Dee. I appreciate your call. And next is open line at 866-444-3478. Next is David in Navarro County, I assume. Hi, David.
How's it going, Howard?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Let's see. I've got one observation to start with on my Methley plum trees. I have two of them here, and you were talking about the strange way they're acting. One of them's all leafed out and has plums about the size of a silver dollar on it. And the other one's just now getting leaves out on it and actually has a few blossoms still on it. So that's kind of strange on that part.
Yeah, this temperature thing really, I think, did some cellular damage, you know, in the plant. And that's why they're doing funny things. In most cases, they're going to live and probably produce okay next year. But the production this year is going to be very, very weak, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Okay. Now, another thing I wanted to talk about is you know, this is kind of the stepping over the line thing here. I'm at a dilemma. I've got, you know, tons of mesquite out here and don't have the financial assets to, you know, get machinery out here to pull them out. Now, I've heard of Bob Webster talk about using half diesel and half molasses after you cut them down and then, you know, drill your holes in there and put it in there, and that kills off the mesquite. Now, I mean, you would be putting a small amount of diesel application.
I don't have a big problem with that, David. I think that petroleum products are among the easier chemicals to break down and take care of, clean up with the organic products that we use. And I think that, well, microbes just, they eat it like candy. So diesel's not going to stay around a long time at all. The more highly refined fuels are harder to break down, and they certainly cause a contamination. But the good news is that they're pretty easy to break down, pretty easy to decontaminate. And I don't mind using that. I don't know if I would do it or not if it were my property, but I'm not going to fight anybody strongly who wants to do that with their mesquite to try to get rid of the stumps.
Okay. Now when I'd apply it to the stump, is it going to go down, you know, systemically into the roots, or?
It'll kill that. What you've got there is you've got these latent buds that are down below the ground level. And so if it just kills down a few inches, it kills out the plant pretty well. Let me put you on hold and we'll talk off the air. There's one other thing you can also do, and I'll tell you. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Spring into detox this spring and summer with RegActive Detox and Liver Health. Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps us rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on biosafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with biosafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. Biosafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. Biosafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard back. Telephone number 866-444-3478. My tea's pretty good this morning. It's rose hips, ginger, lemon verbena, which is growing pretty well. In fact, everything in the garden is growing like crazy right now. Likes this temperature and weather and a little bit of moisture and all that. And then, of course, I always put in some apple cider vinegar and some natural honey. Very nice tea. Al is in, is that Squaw Mountain, Tennessee? All I see is a T.
No, it's
Texas. Morning, okay. What's
How
up, Al?
Doing? Well, I heard a caller earlier looking for baby chicks.
Uh-huh.
Just a few. Tractor Supply has them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were into selling animals at all. That's an interesting tip.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if all of them do, but I've seen them at several of them.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And another tip, out here, we feed the birds with hen scratch.
Uh-huh.
And what I do, put them up in the trees, and, you know, some of my trees are buried a little too deep. They need
to uh-huh.
So.
You're breaking up really bad all of a sudden.
Oh, okay.
Now. What about the trees?
Well, the hen scratch will fall to the ground at the base, and then here come the turkey and the smaller birds, and they get to scratching, and they've uncovered, you know, flares that were real deep.
You had the birds help you with the uncovering of the flare.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Good. That's
yeah,
good.
And I'll scatter some on the ground around there. And, of course, then the hogs come around, too. So it works.
All right.
Anyway,
appreciate your tip. We got a weird line there. And by the way, we got plenty of open lines now all of a sudden for the first time at 866-444-3478. Well, I'm kind of surprised. I thought that the contest picture this morning was going to be a little easier than the last two have been, but nobody's even made a guess yet. So maybe it's not as easy as I thought. It is a very common plant that is a little different in that a lot of people grow annual versions of this plant, and this is a perennial version. So if you haven't seen that photograph, you can go to dirtdoctor.com. It's the photo that's the last of those little round buttons right below the picture. If you don't do anything, it just automatically rotates and it'll finally come up for you. And those of you that missed me talking about it at the end of the show, and I know some people did because a couple of people kept guessing after the show was over last week. If you missed, those that nobody got were wort wen holly, a very unusual holly that is becoming more and more available on the market out there. And then the tree was a loquat leaf oak. It's Quercus rhizophylla, and it's a terrific tree. Both plants are terrific and will grow in a wide range of climates and soils, and there's good entry for them on the library of dirtdoctor.com. And by the way, today's flower, I noticed, and this has been a good kind of experience here, because when we come up with plants that are a little bit different to use as the contest pictures, a lot of times we don't have good entries or good enough entries about those plants on the library, and that's the case here. I need to expand it greatly, which I will do, and it'll be up for you hopefully as early as tomorrow. There's a little bit of information there now, but it's not nearly enough. Let's see what else we were going to finish talking about. Oh, I was talking off the air with the last caller about insect pests, and he was asking me about using pyrethrum. And I don't like pyrethrum. Those of you that have listened for a while know that that's the case. Pyrethrum is a natural product. It's from a plant, and you know, so is hemlock and a lot of other dangerous kind of things. But I don't like it for two reasons. One is it's very bad for people with allergies. If you have allergies, being around pyrethrum, whether it's the natural pyrethrum, pyrethroid, natural pyrethrum or pyrethrins, or the synthetic pyrethroids, it's the same thing. Very hard on people with allergies. And it, in fact, can create allergy problems for people. It's especially bad for kids with asthma, or even adults with asthma for that matter. And there's another little funny fact about pyrethrum that's kind of ironic. Pyrethrum is grown in third world countries, you know, in various places. It's grown in India a lot, and it's grown in Africa. It's grown in several different places. And one of the things that happens in the production of the painted daisy, which is what the plant is that pyrethrum comes from, it has, in those commercial operations, apparently they have some insect problems. And you know what they spray the pyrethrum with for the insect problems? They use DDT. So not only are you getting pyrethrum that has allergy issues, but you're getting a little contamination of DDT with the product as well. I especially don't like the diatomaceous earth products that contain pyrethrum because of those issues. If you use DE, use pure DE with nothing there but the natural diatomaceous earth. And for killing something, if you really need to kill, orange oil, second best, probably the best, is the spinosad products for killing. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back after this.